Coming up, the tides coming in to your local dry cleaner. We'll explain that with Louise Story, who's in the studio. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
But let's begin with Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. So they're trying to get some things done down there in the lame duck session of Congress, but it seems to me pretty symbolic. Todd, run down the list of things that, from my perspective, and call me a cynic, have no likelihood of passing, but they're working really hard on them.
Okay, you want the cynic list first, because there's also a substantive list. I'll give you the cynic list first, since that's what you want, John. Dream Act, an immigration bill benefiting the children of immigrants who've been here for at least 5 to 7 years, came here as children, have some college education or military, lets them stay in the country, lets them be on a path to citizenship.
I mean, on paper, that seems like a reasonably good idea, but it has a zero chance of passing.
Well, it passed the House last night to exuberant supporters who cheered in the well. It heads to the Senate for an 11 a.m. vote this morning, John. That is a likely fail, dashing up against the rocks of the Senate there for procedural reasons, for partisan reasons. Nobody wants to tip their cards on immigration, which could be a fight in the next 2 years. There's lots of reasons, but that goes on your cynic list. Dream Act probably going to fail.
Just call it the Your Dreamin' Act.
you could call it that. Now, here's another one. Don't Ask, Don't Tell was on the cynic's dream list up until about the afternoon yesterday, when Harry Reid said, "We're voting on this tonight, people. We're sick and tired of Republican delay tactics on the defense bill where the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell lives. I'm calling this for a vote tonight. Stand up and be counted." And that was gonna fail because Republicans have said clearly taxes have to get done first. And then a breakthrough. Senator Susan Collins, who is a key swing vote on this, came out and said, "If Harry Reid agrees to not hold the vote tonight and gives us some procedural things, I'm going to vote for this." Well, Harry Reid backed down. That vote was canceled. It could come today. It could come tomorrow. But the fact that it didn't happen last night actually greatly increased the chances of a Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal passing before the lame duck session is over.
And that's because, at least on paper, again, Senator Susan Collins looks like vote number 60.
She does. All right. She looks like vote number 60 and has said she's willing to be vote number 60. One more for your cynics list, a small one. The Senate will vote today on a 9/11 first responders construction and first responders bill for health, health benefits and health monitoring. That one has passed the House. It's worth $7.5 billion. Probably going to fail also this morning.
All right, off the cynics list, the things that actually will get done, I guess the federal district judge G. Thomas Porteous, convicted on his
Success.
Four articles of impeachment.
Four counts of high crimes and misdemeanors. Porteous is off the federal bench as of yesterday afternoon and also not allowed to hold federal office for the rest of his life. And
was looking at pictures of that judge. That is one scary looking dude.
I have no comment about
that. I was looking at the, you know, God love him, but I would not want to be in his courtroom, and no one will be from now on. Finally,
taxes. I'm going to move that off your cynics list, John. The wheels are getting greased on the tax deal. Vice President Joe Biden talking to skeptical House members yesterday saying, "This is the deal. Take it or leave it." It looks like the Senate is heading towards having the votes. That could hit the floor as early as today, probably be voted on over the weekend. It looks like the White House Republican tax deal that Democrats hate, probably going to pass.
All right. To Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, a list for cynics and for folks who love it when lawmakers get things done.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.